68% say economy is getting worse as confidence collapse continues. By John Carney on October 27, 2021. Confidence in the U.S. economy continues to weaken despite the Biden administration's insistence that the economy is doing great. The share of Americans saying the economy is getting worse climbed from 63% in September to 68% in October, Gallup reported Wednesday. This was not a case of partisan politics. Democrats and Republican views of the economy were essentially unchanged in October, according to Gallup. What happened was the percentage of independents who say economic conditions are getting worse soared 9 points from 63% to 72%. The Economic Confidence Index fell to negative 25 in October, the lowest reading since negative 33 in April 2020 and negative 28 the following month. Gallup's index has a theoretical high score of plus 100. If everyone says the economy is excellent or good, and a possible low score of minus 100. If everyone says the economy is poor and getting worse. Before the eruption of pandemic in the U.S., confidence was high. The Gallup index registered plus 41 in February 2020, the best reading since 2000. It collapsed in March and hit the nadir of minus 33 in April. Since then, confidence has fluctuated but has never risen above the plus 2 recorded in April 2021. The October decline is the fourth consecutive retreat. Americans are increasingly mentioning economic issues as one of the most important challenges facing the U.S. The upticks in citations of the deficit and inflation are largely responsible for an increase in mentions of any economic issue, from 16% in September to 24% in October. The percentage of U.S. adults mentioning any economic issue as the most important has not been this high since April 2017, although the 23% figure from last June is similar to the current reading, Gallup said. The rest of the stack of most important issues is also not good news for the Biden administration. The government or poor leadership is most often mentioned as the top problem facing the U.S., cited by 21% of Americans. With COVID-19 vaccinations up and cases falling after the summer surge, mentions of the disease have dropped 6 points, to 15%, but are still slightly above the 12% in July as the Delta surge was beginning. Immigration, 11%, unifying the country, 7%, the federal budget deficit, 6%, the economy in general, 6%, inflation, 5%, race relations, 5%, unemployment, 4%, and moral decline, 4%, are the next most mentioned issues. The Commerce Department will announce third-quarter growth figures on Thursday morning. Analysts expect around 2.8% growth, far lower than Americans were told to expect earlier this year.